I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Today, Bruce Lisman became the first candidate for governor to disclose information about his personal finances. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the Republican's net worth places him among the very richest Vermonters.
Credit Suisse is a financial services company headquartered in Zurich, Switzerland, and it's created a special designation for the kind of wealth accumulated by people like Bruce Lisman. The term ultra-high net worth refers to individuals with at least $50 million to their names, and according to documents released by Lisman voluntarily on Monday, he's a member of this exclusive club.
When I announced I was running for office, we said that we would offer up full disclosure, so here we are offering it.
Lisman's assets include $19 million in brokerage accounts, $7 million in cash, $4.5 million in retirement accounts, and his $5.8 million home in Shelburne. His assets, which total $50.9 million, include ownership stakes in nine private companies, including four that are based in Vermont. He made $1.6 million last year, according to his tax returns, most of which came from dividends and investment income. Lisman says he's a self-made man who came from humble beginnings.
I grew up in a middle-class family. My father was a school teacher, my mother a secretary, and I started work before I could drive.
And he says he thinks Vermonters care more about his message than his means.
And what they really care about? The direction of the state. They care about solving problems that they're facing, whether it's matters of property taxes or jobs or disappearing population around them in certain communities.
Vermont is one of the few states that doesn't require statewide elected officials to disclose their personal finances, and Lisman says that as governor, he'd pursue legislation mandating it. Lisman's opponent in the Republican primary, Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott, says he'll release his income and assets in spring of next year. On the Democratic side, Matt Dunn says he'll disclose earnings and assets as well, as he did when he last ran for governor in 2010. The campaign manager for Sue Minter says she'll disclose information about her personal finances sometime next year. Lisman accumulated his riches during a four-decade career on Wall Street, where he worked as head of global equities for the investment bank Bear Stearns. Eric Davis is professor emeritus of political science at Middlebury College. Davis says Vermonters have demonstrated a willingness to elect members of the 1%. Governor Peter Shulman is worth more than $10 million. But Davis says Lisman's wealth stands in contrast to the blue-collar image of Phil Scott, his opponent in the Republican primary.
And Phil Scott has presented himself throughout his political career as a representative of sort of the common person in Vermont, as someone who can identify with everyday Vermonters, who's attentive to their concerns, who works at their jobs.
Davis says polling data indicate that the GOP base consists of people who don't have high-income jobs and who live in rural parts of the state.
And I think one of the challenges Bruce Lisman faces is convincing some of these core Republican voters to vote for someone whose financial statement shows someone who is in a very different position than the great majority of Vermonters.
Lisman reported nearly $160,000 in charitable contributions in 2013 and 2014 combined. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.